cattle are prowling, the coyotes are howling, way out where the dog is bold. Where spurs are a-jingling, a cowboy is singing this lonesome cattle call. Till his day's work is done, and he rounds up the cattle each fall. Singing his cattle call. For hours he would ride on the range far and wide, when the night winds blow up a swole. His heart is a feather, in all kinds of weather, he sings his cattle call. And he sings with an old western drawl. Singing his cattle call.
Can't be bothered with all this. That's too short.
WMFO in Medford.
Cultural commentary plus audio clips from who knows where on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
In a little cabaret in a South Texas border town sat a boy and his guitar. And the people came from all around, and all the girls from there to Austin were slipping away from home and putting jewelry in pock to take the trip to go and listen to the little dark-haired boy that played the Tennessee flat-top box, and he would play. Well, he couldn't ride or wrangle, and he never cared to make a dime, but give him his guitar and he'd be happy all the time. And all the girls from 9 to 90 were snapping fingers, tapping toes, and begging him don't stop, and hypnotized and fascinated by the little dark-haired boy that played the Tennessee flat-top box, and he would play. Then one day he was gone, and no one ever saw him round. He vanished like the breeze, and they forgot him in the little town. But all the girls still dreamed about him and hung around the cabaret until the doors were locked. And then one day on the hit parade was a little dark-haired boy that played a Tennessee flat-top box, and he would play.
There's an old saying in Tennessee, I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me, we can't get fooled again. We'll be right back.
Listening to the Tears of the Gods sound collage here on WMFO in Medford. Tufts Community. Freeform. And sometimes even educational radio. Like right now. Our theme this evening is called Straight Outta Nashville. And it's American country music focusing on a particular subgenre of American country music. It was called the Nashville Sound. It was developed by three producers, Chet Atkins, Owen Bradley, and Bob Ferguson in the 1950s and 60s. And it took country away from this kind of older honky-tonk style to a much more slickly produced and pop style of country music that made Nashville quite the recording center, the number two recording center in the United States at the time after New York. We started off that set with a song by Elvis Presley recorded in July 1956 that some people feel was the first song with that Nashville sound, namely Don't Be Cruel. And then we heard that suicide prevention public service message from Steve McNair, who was tragically killed by his girlfriend in a suicide murder. Talking about suicide prevention. And then there was Floyd Kramer with On the Rebound, followed by our featured artists, Nashville Pussy, Shoot First and Run Like Hell. And then we had another public service message there about National Cowboy Day. Yeah, in July. And then Eddie Arnold with Cattle Call, which I found on this CD in... Well, WMFO used to have this world music collection, and then we also had this, like, country and old-style music area, and this CD, Stampede, Western Music's Late Golden Era, 70 years worth. Yeah, that was it's a fine CD. And then we heard Chet Atkins, who's our other featured artist. That was his... song The Nashville Jump, and right now we're hearing him, in fact, with Hot Toddy. Yes, that's my ambiance going right now. And then it was Johnny Cash, the Tennessee Flat Top Box, and we finished that set off with Nashville Pussy once again, You Give Drugs a Bad Name. So, another crucial component of the Nashville sound wasn't just the production techniques, but there was a group of studio musicians that were known as the Nashville A-Team, and they earned wide acclaim in those three decades, the 50s, 60s, and early 70s, backing up dozens of popular singers, including Elvis Presley, Eddie Arnold, Patsy Cline, Jim Reeves, Bob Dylan even. Jerry Lee Lewis, Brenda Lee, and so many more. And, well, they were just outstanding studio musicians, and they knew how to work well with each other, and they got the job done, and they made lots of records and lots of money, too. So we've been hearing a lot of them, and in the next set, we're going to be hearing more of them. We're going to go on a couple of diversions. We're going to be hearing some more bluegrass, the Nashville Bluegrass Band there, Burl Ives, and then Junior Brown, who plays a custom kind of guitar. It's a combination slide guitar and a more conventional six-string guitar. A good steel, he calls it. And we'll also be hearing Tammy Wynette and her great big hit. Yeah, you know what one that is. If you don't, you're going to find out. But first, let's start things off with a contribution coming to me from WMFO's most controversial DJ ever, Billy Bob Neck. He made a CD for family and friends, Billy Bob Neck's Hour of Being Good. And he had a lot of fun music on it, including this one from Tennessee Ernie Ford, which is talking about, well, it's a little, Christian message here. Yeah, his hands.
His hands paint the flowers. He puts leaves in the trees. At his whisper, birds start singing. When my heart needs melodies, why I stray from all his goodness, my poor mind can't understand. I'm to blame for my misfortune. I lost hold of his hand. Those hands still give me mercy, though I'm wrong as wrong can be. If they really gave me justice, I'd be lost on homeless seas. I've been lost in the shuffle. I've obeyed the wrong command. I'm going back to the chapel in search of his hand.
Those hands still give me mercy,
though I'm wrong as wrong can be.
If they really gave me justice,
I'd be lost on homeless seas. I've been lost in the shuffle. I've obeyed the wrong command. I'm going back to the chapel in search of his hand.
Who's the more foolish, the fool or the fool who follows it?
Sometimes it's hard to be a woman, giving all your love to just one man. You'll have bad times, and he'll have good times, doing things that you don't understand. But if you love him, you'll forgive him. Even though he's hard to understand. After all, he's just a man. Stand by your man. Give him two arms to cling to and something warm to come to when nights are cold and lonely.
FM, bringing you great country music.
There's a village hidden deep in the valley, among the pine trees half forlorn. And there on a sunny morning, little Jimmy Brown was born.
Boom, 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 boom.
All the chapel bells were ringing in the little valley town. The song that they were singing was for baby Jimmy Brown. Then the little congregation prayed for guidance from above. Lead us not into temptation, bless this hour of meditation, guide him with eternal love.
There's a village hidden deep in the valley, beneath the mountains high above. And there, 20 years thereafter, Jimmy was to meet his love. Boom, boom,
boom, boom. All the chapel bells were ringing. 'Twas a great day in his life, 'cause the songs that they were singing was for Jimmy and his wife. Then the little congregation prayed for guidance from above. Lead us not into temptation, bless, O Lord, this celebration. May their lives be filled with love.
From the village, hidden deep in the valley, one rainy morning, dark and gray, a soul winged its way to heaven. Jimmy Brown had passed away. Boom, boom,
boom, boom. Just a lonely bell was ringing in the little valley town. 'Twas farewell that it was singing to our good old Jimmy Brown. And the little congregation prayed for guidance from above. Lead us not into temptation, may his soul find the salvation of thy great eternal love.
You can't fool us by agreeing with us.
They call me the Nashville Rebel. They say, leave that boy alone. Don't you give him advice or he'll turn to ice, and you might as well talk to stone. And I've got things to do and things to say in my own way. I don't have time for your parties or love little guessing games. I've got songs to write in the still of night. I was born to write and sing, 'cause I've got things to do and things to say in my own way. Nashville Rebel, little girl, don't you waste your time, for I've given my heart to this old guitar. You deserve a better love than mine, and I've got things to do and things to say in my own way. I'm the Nashville Rebel, I'm a loner and I like it fine. I'd like to have a wife, live a normal life, but I just don't have the time, 'cause I've got things to do and things to say in my own way. I've got things to do and things to say in my own way.
This really is, in my mind, the best of both worlds.
Place they got to say. It's just my funny way of laughing. Yes, my funny way of laughing. Your leaving didn't bother me. It's just my funny way of laughing. Yes, my funny way of laughing. I'm really happy as can be. If you see me with a great big smile at some party where the fun runs wild, if tears start to flow and I fall apart, please don't think you broke my heart. It's just my funny way of laughing. Yes, my funny way of laughing. Your leaving didn't bother me. It's just my funny way of laughing. Yes, my funny way of laughing. I'm really happy as can be. If we meet on the street and a little bit of tear rolls down my cheek, please don't think it's because I'm blue or that I'm still in love with you. It's just my funny way of laughing. Yes, my funny way of laughing. Your leaving didn't bother me. It's just my funny way of laughing. Yes, my funny way of laughing. I'm really happy as can be. Remember the day you left our place and how the tears rolled down my face. It wasn't because you were leaving me. I was happy because you were pleasing me. It's just my funny way of laughing. Yes, my funny way of laughing. Your leaving didn't bother me. It's just my funny way of laughing. Yes, my funny way of laughing. I'm really happy as can be.
Get the hell off my spread. Now.
Sister Mary, she wears a golden chain. Sister Mary, she wears a golden chain. Sister Mary wears a golden chain. Oh, let me leak it, Jesus' name. There's no hiding place down here. Lord,
there's no hiding place down here. There's no hiding place down here.
Well, I run to the rocks and hide my face. And I cried out, no hiding place. There's no hiding place down here.
Now the devil wears a hypocrite shoe.
If you don't watch any put it on you, there's no hiding place down here.
Lord, there's no hiding place down here. There's no hiding place down here.
Well, I run to the rocks and hide my face. The rock cried out, no hiding place. There's no hiding place down here. I'll pitch my tent on the old campground. I'll pitch my tent on the old campground. Give old Satan one more crown. There's no hiding place down here.
Lord, there's no hiding place down here. There's no hiding place down here.
Well, I run to the rocks and hide my face. And I cried out, no hiding place. There's no hiding place down here.
Lord, there's no hiding place.
a rock right out, no hiding place. There's no hiding place down here.
One, two, one, two, three! Well, his name is Johnny Jr., but his friends call him Hot Rod. And he's rummaging through an old Ford graveyard. He's a dirt track demon, don't care what you say. Wait for the start of flag. So he flipped them all off and said, so long, fans. Let's go.
You're tuned into the Tears of the Gods Sound Collage here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio, and sometimes even educational radio. Our theme this evening is called Straight Outta Nashville, and we're playing you American country music, focusing on a particular subgenre of country music known as the Nashville sound, which is a more pop-oriented and slickly produced version of country music that came about primarily through the production abilities of guitar player Chet Atkins and music producers Owen Bradley and Bob Ferguson. We began that set with a contribution from Billy Bob Neck, a WMFO DJ many years ago, and his CD, his Billy Bob Neck's Hour Being Good. Yes, that was Tennessee Ernie Ford with His Hands. And then Tammy Wynette's classic Stand By Your Man. Our featured artist, Nashville Pussy, followed with The Bitch Just Kicked Me Out. And then another selection from Nipper's Greatest Hits, the 50s. That was The Browns and The Three Bells. And then Junior Brown playing his hybrid six-string guitar and steel guitar, his Git Steel, and singing Nashville Rebel from his Lonesome, Ornery, and Mean. Well, actually, that was a tribute to Waylon Jennings that this track was on. And then featured artist Nashville Pussy once again. First, I Look at the Purse. And then Burl Ives. Kind of sad, melancholy song there. Funny Way of Laughing. And then the Nashville Bluegrass Band gave us No Hiding Place. And Nashville Pussy finished us off once again with Johnny Hot Rod. Man, that song had, well, rock. Rock and roll. Yes, rock and roll. Backing me up right now is Chet Atkins once again. And this is his Black Mountain Rag. So we got a little bit more than 15 minutes left, and we're going to go in a little direction to start here with some more modern kind of country music. And in fact, what we're going to do is Led Zeppelin had a Led Zeppelin In Through the Outdoor. They kind of put together a country song, and that's how we're going to go and start the next set. Here on WMFO in Medford, Tears of the Gods Sound Collage, the Nashville Sound.
come back until you've redeemed yourselves.
Oh, yes, I'm going back to my home in Tennessee. Back to the girl that's waiting in the cotton fields to see. There's a mother and a dad that's waiting patiently. And the place I'm longing for tonight's my home in Tennessee. Called Bunker's Hill. I've dropped from the clouds in a parachute, and oh boys, what a thrill. I've saw shells fall in no man's land and dined in the great prairie. But the place I'm longing for tonight's my home in Tennessee. Yes, I'm going back to my home in Tennessee. Back to the girl that's waiting in the cotton fields to see. There's a mother and a dad that's waiting patiently. And the place I'm longing for tonight's my home in Tennessee. I've been to the Rocky Mountains and back down again. Been up to old New York, some Statue of Liberty. But the place I'm longing for tonight's my home in Tennessee. Yes, I'm going back to my home in Tennessee. Back to the girl that's waiting in the cotton fields to see. There's a mother and a dad that's waiting patiently.
The place I'm longing for tonight's my home in Tennessee. It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses.
You've been listening to the Tears of the Gods sound collage only here on WMFO in Medford. Tufts freeform, non-commercial, community, and even sometimes educational radio. As we've been doing this evening, bringing you this theme straight out of Nashville. Playing you American country music, focusing on a particular subgenre known as the Nashville sound. Kind of poppier implementation and more successful than that honky-tonk style previous. In the last set, we started off actually with Led Zeppelin and a kind of country-inspired song, Hot Dog, from their In Through the Outdoor album. And then going way back to 1934 was the Carter Family with Home in Tennessee. NashvilleInHarmony.org, a public service message. And then it was Duke Levine with the Nashville Skyline Rag. And we finished things off, as we've been doing in every single set here, with our featured hard rockers, Nashville Pussy. And that was Slow Moving Train. Right now, we are concluding with our final song from certified guitar player Chet Atkins, his version of Take Five. And if you've been a long time WMFO listener, like 20 years ago, we used to have to shut down the station if there was no DJ coming in afterwards. And Coffee and Smoke's Alex Piandez had recorded the messages that we needed to play at start up and station shutdown. And this Take Five was the shutdown announcement. So kind of always appropriate to end the show here on WMFO with that. So Andres's Late Night Delights is what we're expecting to come after. I have not yet received an email saying Andres can't make it. So we'll just keep playing this final bit of Chet Atkins for you. And say goodbye. Yes, thanks so much for listening. I expect to be back again next week with another sound collage for you. Not quite sure what that is, but yes, okay, Andres is here, and he's kind of ready to go because Aux One is right here. Nice. So ready to plug in, and all right, well, we'll do our transition, and stay tuned for Andres and a guest.